Well, checking girls basketball last night, the postseason underway. Girls Class 1A regional first-round matchups last evening. In Region 8, a game we had for you here on the radio last night, it was Cam pulling away early and posting a 69-32 victory over Orient Maxburg. The Cougars got off to a quick 17-4 lead, only to see Orient Maxburg trim that to 5 at 17-12, but that was as close as the Bulldogs would get the rest of the night as Cam opened up a 37-20 halftime lead and continued to build on that in the second half as they go on to that 69-32 victory. In that ball game last night, the very first points of the game were scored just 51 seconds in, down low in the post by Felicity Jackson for Cam. And that turned out to be her only basket of the night. She landed on someone's foot and turned her ankle pretty badly. Madison Gettler and others had to step up to fill the void.
Madison's very capable of filling in at the point guard spot. It'll just be different. She'll have to bring the ball up, and then she'll have to go to the post to go get it back for us. But, I thought the girls did a good job responding after that. And, you know, our hearts and prayers go out to Felicity. Like you said, she's meant so much to our program the last 4 years, where hopefully that's not the end of it. Hopefully we can get her back.
That's Cam coach Joe Woolham, who said that their defense, of course, led to a lot of easy baskets.
Pressed a little bit in the first quarter. Wasn't as effective as I liked, but we got some easy layups. And we went to the 1-3-1 second quarter, most second half. And like you said, Paige McAfee got a lot of runouts. And it's good for her. She needed a little bit of confidence. You know, she's coming off the night where she only had 2 points that night. So she needed a little shot in the arm, and hopefully that gets everybody a little fired up for Tuesday night.
Tuesday night, the Cougars will face off against Diagonal in the next round. More about that in a minute. Cam last night had 3 players in double digits as Madison Gettler led the way with 23 points. Paige McAfee with 21 and 11 for Sammy Jotty last night. Also for the Bulldogs, they were led by Kayla Esslinger. She had 13 points in that contest. Cam improves to 17-6, and they advance to play Tuesday night again in Oneida. They'll face off against Diagonal. They picked up a 50-29 win over Lenox last night. In other Region 8 games, Fremont Mills beat East Mills 27-23. Essex over South Page 73-36. Bedford beats Stanton 45-36, Coon Rapids Bayard over Peyton Sheridan 50-28. In Class 1A Region 1 play last night, Audubon advancing with a 56-22 win over Arweva. It was Booyer Valley over Riverside 74-34. Woodbine beat Heartland Christian 81-46. Lawton Bronson over Siouxland Christian 51-36. Westwood topping West Harrison 78-16. Charter Oak Ute over Whiting 57-36. Also in girls regular season play, Hawkeye 10 Conference saw Creston beat Clarinda 47-34. Denison over Glenwood 43-41. Also in girls Western Iowa Conference play, IKM Manning over Griswold 62-18 last night. In boys high school basketball last night, from the Hawkeye 10, Glenwood over Denison 66-47. Abraham Lincoln knocked off St. Albert 62-53. In boys Western Iowa Conference play, it was IKM Manning beating Griswold 77-34. Maple Valley topping Underwood 69-54 last night. We have high school basketball tonight for you here on the radio, as we'll have Atlantic and Trainer boys high school hoops tonight. That's a 7:30 start time on the varsity game, and you can catch all that action live right here. Well, Los Angeles was the site for two of the most interesting games on last night's men's basketball schedule. Top-ranked Gonzaga kept its perfect season intact with a road victory, while UCLA took a top-10 matchup of Pac-12 teams. Gonzaga is still the only undefeated team in Division I men's hoops after Nigel Williams-Goss had team highs of 19 points and 11 boards in a 90-60 rout of Loyola Marymount. Also, Aaron Holiday and freshman Lonzo Ball had 15 points each, and 10th-ranked UCLA staged a big rally to beat 5th-ranked Oregon 82-79. Nigel Hayes nailed a go-ahead three-pointer with 18 seconds left in overtime as 7th-ranked Wisconsin escaped with a 70-69 squeaker at Nebraska last night. Grayson Allen dropped in 25 points, and 18th-ranked Duke picked up its fourth straight win, 86-78 over number 8 North Carolina. Also last night, 16th-ranked Purdue beat Indiana 69-64. Number 20, St. Mary's, picked up a 51-41 win against Portland. And also, it was 25th-rated SMU over Temple, 66-50. Several of the Iowa Hawkeye women turned in key performances in an 87-83 overtime victory against Michigan State last night at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Among those who stepped up, senior Allie Disterhoff, who recorded her second double-double of the season with 25 points and 12 rebounds. Freshman Mackenzie Meyer made 12 of 14 free throws in the game and was 11 of 12 in the fourth quarter in overtime, as her 14 points were a career high. Also, junior Chase Coley benefited from a season-high 29 minutes to score 10 points and pulled down 5 rebounds in that Hawkeye victory last night. Well, three Michigan State University football players have been suspended from team activities and removed from on-campus housing. That decision comes amid a sexual assault investigation following a complaint that the school says was made late last month. Names of the players were not released by the school, which also suspended a staff member associated with the football program. Minnesota football coach P.J. Fleck's five-year, $18 million contract comes with a hefty buyout if he's fired and substantial bonuses if the Gophers win big. The university has released details of the deal agreed to last month and set to be finalized this week. Fleck will make $3.5 million in his first season with $50,000 annual raises over the remainder of the contract, which is valued slightly above the average for Big Ten football coaches. Kansas City Chiefs general manager John Dorsey has had very positive discussions for representatives with safety Eric Berry and defensive tackle Dontari Poe, though he declined to say whether he expects to reach agreements with either of the pending free agents. Dorsey also addressed his own contract situation during an end-of-season teleconference with reporters on Thursday. Dorsey and coach Andy Reid both have 1 year left on their five-year deals. The GM said that from my family's perspective and mine, this has been the greatest 4 years of my life. There have been reports that Dorsey could be the heir apparent in Green Bay, where he played and spent most of his career, but he said nobody asked me about it. The Chiefs went 12-4 and won the AFC West this past season, but they lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers at Arrowhead Stadium in the divisional round of the playoffs. Well, you can cross the Arizona Cardinals off the list of NFL teams in the market for a new quarterback. Carson Palmer says he'll be back for his 15th NFL season, saying he's ready to get back to work and prepare for the 2017 season. That ends speculation that the 37-year-old Palmer was about to pack it in after a subpar season by his usual standards. He threw for 4,233 yards last season, but his 597 passes were good for just 26 touchdowns with 14 interceptions. The Cardinals just completed a 7-8-1 campaign, their first losing season in 4 years under head coach Bruce Arians. The president of the Oakland Raiders says financing for the proposed Las Vegas stadium will not be an issue, despite the withdrawal of an instrumental backer. Mark Baden made known Thursday to the board that oversees the proposed project less than 2 weeks after casino magnate Sheldon Adelson pulled his $650 million pledge toward the $1.9 billion stadium. The Raiders would be responsible for $500 million, with the stadium authority putting up $750 million in Las Vegas tax revenues. In golf, the AT&T Pebble Beach Pro-Am showed its mean side on Thursday with high wind, rain, and still no shortage of entertainment. Clubhouse co-leaders Sang You'll Know, Joel Damon, and Rick Lamb each finished at 4-under par 68 at Spyglass Hill. Jordan Spieth was one stroke back with two holes to play at Monterey Peninsula, where play was halted. Top-ranked Jason Day opened up with a 69 at Monterey Peninsula. And in baseball news, the Miami Marlins could be changing hands soon. The person with direct knowledge of the negotiations tells the Associated Press that owner Jeffrey Loria has a preliminary agreement to sell the team to a New York businessman. However, the person adds that the deal could fall through because the final purchase price hasn't been determined. According to the source, the preliminary agreement was for a purchase price of about $1.6 billion. But that was before the prospective buyer did due diligence. The person says the final offer by the potential buyer could be much lower. The 76-year-old Loria bought the Marlins for $158.5 million. That is a check of sports this hour, brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.